Happy to welcome our next guest. Christopher Godley has been the interim chief at the emergency management area of Sonoma County, and it looks like the interim is about to go away. Good morning, Christopher.
Hi, good morning, Pat.
Seems like I've been asking you for months when that title, that part of the title is going to go away, and here we are.
It has. I am accepting and will be serving as your full-time management director starting December 24th.
Very good. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Well, absolutely. No, yeah. It's good to be on board, especially through the holidays.
And this is clearly a vote of confidence for you, Christopher, as far as the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors go.
It is certainly encouraging, not just, you know, their faith in me personally, but really the direction they've outlined going way back to after all of our post-fires assessment, that we're really headed in the right direction and we're really making progress.
And, you know, it's a tough gig, and many of us lost faith in the emergency management arena after the wildfires and the notice or no notice and all of that stuff. How do you reinstill that kind of confidence?
Really, basically providing service and producing. That's really the key, is demonstrating that, in fact, the county, not just as a government, but all our cities, special districts, and more importantly, we as a community here in Sonoma County are better prepared, having taken the lessons learned and putting them into practical changes that are going to make differences in the years ahead.
Well, one of the big areas, as this is no surprise to you, Chris, is the emergency alert notification. And I know there were, you know, certainly testing done in September of this year with pretty varied results and pretty varied success. Where do we stand with that notification program today?
So the alert warning program is our chief priority at this point, not just because of our experiences in October of 2017, but as evidenced by recent disasters throughout the country. Even the fires here in Carr and Butte County have demonstrated the need to really take hold of this new technology and make sure it serves our communities. And so we've been working to not just fiddle the knobs, if you would, or prove the internal procedures. We've been working with the state government and even the federal government to make sure that the telecommunications providers, all the components of these warning systems are better and more reliable and better capable of delivering messages when and where we need them.
And that's really the goal, isn't it? That better and more reliable, because it seems to me that the fact is that no system that we know about at this point is going to be able to deliver with 100% certainty those kinds of notifications to everyone.
That's right. We really depend on a variety of systems used in combination to get through to people, whether it's our SoCo alert system that people can sign up for or get calls on their landlines, or the emergency alert system that carries messages on radio stations like KSRO, or the wireless emergency alert system that deliver information, text messages on phones. All those have to be used to be effective.
And moving forward, Christopher, tell us, in your opinion, how much personal responsibility plays into this equation.
Well, for each of us now, we understand better that Sonoma County, as beautiful as it is, may create hazardous conditions, whether it's wildfire or flooding.
Earthquake.
Or eventually your big earthquake is going to hit us. All of us have a responsibility to help prepare ourselves as individuals, as families, as neighborhoods, to be able to take care of one another once these events do or happen.
Yeah, I think that is certainly true. Will there be more testing in the near future of the emergency notification system?
Most of our focus right now is on the internal technologies, but we expect to come back to the community next year and look to test some of these, because the federal government is a direct result of our experiences here in Sonoma County, is directing the telecommunications providers to give us more capabilities, and we'd like to see those play out in a real-world test, and I think Sonoma County is a great place for that.
Yeah, in fact, it seems like it happened fairly quickly after the fires hit us that Sonoma County had the opportunity to, in recovery, reset the bar in terms of emergency management and preparedness, et cetera. How are we doing in that regard?
Well, we're doing pretty well, actually. And as a result of those fires, we, in fact, did take part in that national conversation. And the conversation is not just related to alert and warning systems, but as you alluded to earlier, what are we looking at with climate change coming and the changes in how Mother Nature is going to treat us? What are our responsibilities? What do we expect of government? And those are the questions we're really going to be addressing over the next 6 months to a year.
And now that you officially will have the chief's hat on, Christopher, what will be your first line of attack?
Well, the goal is to really build capability. And that's not just internal to our organization. We're going to be hiring some staff. We're going to be hiring an alert and warning manager. That announcement goes out later this week. But we're going to have regular conversations with our community, all the way from the Board of Supervisors like today, through to our community-based organizations and individuals in our community that may be more dependent on government services and infrastructure to support them in time of disaster. It's really a conversation that really needs to take place.
Absolutely. No argument here. And finally, congratulations to you. You wore the interim chief's hat for a long time, and it's about time to take that one off and put the chief's hat on.
It is. It feels like after 17 years, I'm coming home, so it's a good fit.
Very, very good. Christopher, thanks for being with us. It will have many, many conversations in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
Happy holidays to you.
You too. Take care.
All right. That is Christopher Godley, who will soon officially become the Emergency Management Director of Sonoma County. And no easy job. That will keep you posted on the changes under Christopher's helm.